important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And away we go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show as we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. This morning, we are broadcasting live from Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in beautiful Daphne, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen, my podgy, Danny Spivey, still kind of dealing with that surgery. So we had to go all the way to Hattiesburg, Mississippi to bring in this fella. He is the official, rules official for the GCGA Tour, our good friend, PGA teaching professional, sweet swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, glad to have you here as we get set for the two-man scramble here at Lake Forest. And, you know, we are both very humble people, but the truth has to be said. We're defending champions, so we had to be here today. So glad you're here with us, man.
Always glad to be here. It's a nice trip down from Hattiesburg today, and glad to see Brian, head pro here. He's going to be on in just a second. This is where I cut my teeth as a golf professional. My first professional job was here at Lake Forest back in 1981.
Wow.
So I'm dating myself
now. Yes, you are.
But always good to be back at Lake Forest.
Well, good. I know you and Brian, you mentioned Brian Barker. He is the director of golf here at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. Brian, glad to be here, man. Y'all always do a great job hosting us.
Well, thank you. Glad to have y'all here. Appreciate it.
Well, and I know you and Bobby will have a lot to talk about. As Bobby said, that this was his where he cut his teeth right here at Lake Forest. And
that's right.
It's pretty much the same. I mean, it's Lake Forest. Fairhope's great. I mean, fairways are great. The greens are rolling great. I've been talking to a lot of guys. Talked to some of your regulars, Maxie and that group, and Jack Pop and all of them. They said the greens are rolling good, so we're excited.
Yeah, we're excited too about the course conditions itself. And maintenance staff has come a long way in the past few months to get us to where we are.
You know, you got really, we've always talked about one of the great superintendents in our area is Eric Tanner. Eric has moved up the chain a little bit. He is now the general manager of Lake Forest, and they don't get much better than Eric Tanner.
No, great guy. Great to have him as my boss and the general manager.
Absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to today. It'll be a lot of fun. We have got a lot to get into in this hour. It will go by extremely fast. We tell you each and every Sunday, fastest 2 hours in radio, so you need to buckle up. It's like a rocket ship. We're going to take off, and you better be strapped in, all right? A lot of golf to talk about. As we say, we talk golf first. So we will talk a little football, all right? And, yes, Bobby, we're going to talk about your Golden Eagles in just a little bit. They get a win. And good for them. And we'll talk about that. You were at the game, so you can give us the play-by-play on that in just a few moments. Do want to remind you, the summary issue of our magazine, Southern Fairways Golf, is on the streets, and it's a really good edition. What that means for you, well, there's great articles, great tips, great information, and absolutely some great golf discounts. The magazines are free, so why don't you pick one up today or go online for the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. While you're on our website at southernfairwaysgolf.com, you can check out the tab that says Deals. You'll also get up to 50% off of some of your favorite courses, so check it out. Also, we've got podcasts on there, so if you missed any portion of the show, you want to go back and hear maybe one of your favorite, one of our guests, maybe it's one of your favorite guests, you can do that. Also, you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All you need to do is search Southern Fairways Golf. Now, it is a golf website, but as we talk football here, we've got a football contest on our website. You can be a part of that. Go to the website again, southernfairwaysgolf.com, or go to our Facebook and search Southern Fairways Golf. It's really, really neat. We've partnered up with a lot of cool people, and they're giving some prizes. So if you win, you get a nice prize, and your name goes into the hat for the big drawing at the end, and somebody's going to win 4 rounds of golf at Mossy Oak.
Really?
At Mossy Oak. That's exactly right. But you got to win. You have to be a qualifier, okay? And you'll get that. Plus, there's going to be some other prizes that go with it.
Well, I've been to Mossy Oak. It's a heck of a heck of a golf course, and right across the street's Old Waverly. So North Mississippi's got some golf, and you can stop off in Philadelphia and play up there, and that's a pretty nice prize. I'm going to have to make sure I go online.
Well, that fit right in your bucket, too.
That's right
there at Old Waverly, and a lot of neat stuff. I'm going to give you the leaderboard update coming up in our next segment, but let me go ahead and get you caught up on the official World Golf Rankings. Brooks Koepka, not a whole lot of change, if any, remains pretty much the same. Brooks Koepka, number one. Roy McIlroy, he is number two. Dustin Johnson, three. Justin Rose comes in at fourth. John Rahm is fifth, and Justin Thomas goes to sixth. Patrick Cantlay is seventh. Tiger Woods, and we're going to talk about Tiger in just a few moments. He remains eighth. Francesco Molinari is ninth, and Xander Schauffele, he rounds out the top 10 of the official World Golf Rankings. Tiger Woods, we got the President's Cup coming up in December. They're headed to Australia. Right now, there's some talk about Tiger potentially picking himself. Your thoughts on that, guys?
Boy, that's something else there. You know, he just hadn't played that well since the Masters. He is the Masters champion, but I think that's kind of I think he should be the captain of the team, and I don't think he's quite playing to the expectations that, you know, that need to win. What are your thoughts, Brian?
I agree 100%.
Yeah, I don't think he should pick himself. I think he should be honored by being the captain, and that can lead down the road to the Ryder Cup, of course. So I'd like to see him just be a good captain and.
That's what we said. We said that last week, saying the same thing. Look, you're the captain. You are Tiger Woods. I think that says a whole lot when you step out on the course. It really does. However, I believe that it's hard for you to do your job right. You've been deemed the captain. That's the job you need to do. You're going to have some great guys with you as vice captains, but I don't think you need to be playing. There's some other guys that are healthy that can go in there and do it. Of course, I think he has been cleared to go ahead for full practice after his surgery. I think it's just my personal thought on that. I never have liked the player-coach type deal. I think you're either the player or you're the coach.
Yeah, I agree. And I think down the road with the Ryder Cup in the future, he'll definitely be a captain one day. And so take this time to learn and be the captain of the team. He's a great player. I always like watching him hit golf balls. If anybody I'm going to go watch and his technique, you know, he's at the top of the list right there as a ball striker. But I just think he needs to stay on the sidelines and coach. I think he'll do a good job too.
Yeah.
Because he has the experience. He has the knowledge. He's smart. He manages his golf game so well. Watching him win the Masters this past year, that was really, really spectacular. How he held on to the lead, didn't buckle. He needs to use that type of experience to help the team.
Here's my question, okay? And I don't think there's any question about the quality of play that Tiger could bring to the game, okay, could bring to that cup. But my question is let's say something should happen to him. Pick a hole. First hole, sixth hole. 12th hole, okay, something happens, and he cannot play any longer, okay? He's out for the rest of the cup. What happens at that point,
mm-hmm.
okay? How does that affect the team? Those are kind of the questions that I have. That's why I think he would do better being out there directing the guys, giving them some advice, helping them through maybe some situations that he's seen in the past. That's just where my mind is.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Brian?
I agree, absolutely.
Well, some of the guys that will be on the team, you'll have Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, Matt Kuchar, Xander Schauffele, Webb Simpson, Patrick Cantlay, Bryson DeChambeau. He'll be picking his four. Of course, his captain's assistants will be our good friend, Freddie Couples, Zach Johnson, and Steve Stricker. That's a pretty good lineup right there. Okay,
yeah,
some
exactly.
of the guys that they'll be looking at, I'm sure Ricky Fowler will be one of those guys. I mean, and we'll go through those in just a little bit. But you flip over to the other side where Ernie Els is the international team captain. He's got KJ Choi, Jeff Ogilvy, Trevor Immelman, and Mike Weir. So you got a couple of Masters winners in there right there as his co-captains. But Hideki Matsuyama, Adam Scott, Louis Oosthuizen, Mark Leishman, Abraham Anser, Hatoying Lee, CT Pan, and Cameron Smith. Those are the guys right there, and they'll be picking their four as well. Okay, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboards. Don't go anywhere. We're broadcasting live from Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show.
It is time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, this week the PGA Tour Latino America remained in Brazil for the 66 JHSF Alberto do Brasil 2019. The young man from Augusta, Georgia, Shad Tootin, is tooting his way to the top. He's got a two-shot lead at 20 under. By the way, Bobby, your great friend and a friend of our shows, Jack Warfield, he's the president of the Latino America Tour. We're going to have him on in a couple of weeks. That should be a lot of fun. The LPGA Tour, they are at the Brickyard in Indianapolis, Indiana, for the 2019 Indy Women in Tech Championship. This week's event is located beside the famed Indianapolis Motor Speedway with four holes. Those are tournament holes, 15 through 18. Located inside the track. This is the 26th official event of the event. That's right. This is the 26th official event of the 2019 LPGA Tour season and the first to be played since Europe defeated the United States to win the Solheim Cup at Glen Eagles in Scotland. Right now, South Korean MJ Herr has a two-stroke lead at 17 under. The European Tour just wrapped up the 2019 Alfred Dunhill Links Championship. The format of this event is similar to the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Professionals and amateurs are paired up as two-man teams and play one round each at St. Andrews. Are you ready for this? Carnoustie and Kingsbarns. It went to a playoff, and the Frenchman, Victor Perez, just picked up his third professional victory. The PGA Tour champions, well, they're in heaven for the Pure Insurance Championship. That's right. They're at Pebble Beach Golf Links and Poppy Hills Golf Club. The professionals in the field this week are playing with the junior from the first tee and two other amateurs. Right now, leading that, well, let's see who's leading that. I believe that we have, well, we don't have that. What happened? We don't have that one in front of us. We'll get it for you in just a moment. All right. Okay, on the PGA Tour, well, they're in Napa, California for the Safeway Open. Cameron Champ, he goes into today's round with a three-shot lead at 14 under. And congrats to last week's winners, Danny Willett, the former, the 2016 Masters champion. Well, he won his second Rolex Series title as he held his nerve down the stretch to overcome John Rahm in a dramatic final round of the BMW PGA Championship. And Sebastian Munoz of Colombia made a 15-foot birdie putt on the 18th hole to force a playoff and then went on to beat Sung J.M. with a par on the first extra hole to win the Sanderson Farms Championship for his first PGA Tour victory. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by the way, we certainly want to thank one of our brand-new sponsors to the show, Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne. Hey, if you're on the Gulf Coast and you're in the Daphne area, we encourage you, drop by. If you're a golfer, take your scorecard in to Champy's right there on Highway 98 across from Rouse's. And the first beer is on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Tell them we sent you. Okay, a lot to get into here, all right? I'll tell you, it'll go by extremely fast. And, Bobby, I do need to get you caught up on that leaderboard. I don't know why I did not have that in front of me, but we're going to get it for you, okay?
Well, we got Steve Flesch is leading the tournament at 8 under with Kent Jones in second at minus 6, Jerry Kelly, Billy Andre, and Marco Dawson are also on the leaderboard minus 6.
There you go.
Excuse me, Marco Dawson's 5 under. So, Steve Flesch.
The lefty. You know, he had a lead in one of the tournaments not too long ago and then gave it up. And if you remember when we were doing the Rapiscan Classic over there in Mississippi at Fallen Oak earlier, we talked a little bit about this in the last show, was they had us sitting in the men's locker room. They call it the mud room. And Steve Flesch, one of the guys we got to talk with a little bit, but there was a lot of them. I mean, and your boy Billy Andre was right there as well. So that was a lot of fun.
That's a lot of fun. Looking forward to going back down there. That's in March, correct?
It is in March. Let me mention this. I got an invite from the Beau Rivage. So Thursday night, you know what I'm going to be doing? Take a guess. No, it's
never mind.
Okay.
Well, you're going to be having a good time.
I am going to be having a good time. We're going to be going to the Beau Rivage. They are the Top Golf is coming to the Beau Rivage, and We have been invited to go over there, and they're having a VIP on Thursday night. They'll open it to the public on Friday. So we'll get to go over there and talk and hobnob with some of the big dogs and with Top Golf and all of those. So I'm really, really excited about that. Should be a lot of fun.
That should be a lot of fun. When is that?
It'll be Thursday night. What are you doing? I get to bring a guest.
This Thursday?
Yeah.
My goodness. Boy, you're just a world traveler.
Man, I've been going all over the place, I'm telling you. But, yeah, no, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm excited about that. But anyway, all right. Let's talk a little. We'll talk a little more golf here. We know we were talking about Tiger for just a few moments, and we were talking about the potential four picks that he might have. You know, here's a thought you need to think about. Also, if Tiger does pick himself and he goes down for whatever reason, what about the big guy, Brooks Koepka? If something happens to him or one of the other players, now you've got guys that are out. How does that affect? And this is kind of I'm hoping that Tiger puts that together. I know he wants to play. I know he does. But don't you have to make a decision? Ernie Els, I'm sure, would love to play in it also. But he's going to be the captain.
Yeah.
Tiger should be the captain.
I think he should too. But, you know, with all the captain's pick, I mean, those that are helping him, he's got Steve Stricker, Freddie Couples helping him with the team.
Right.
I'd substitute them. Steve Stricker, he's going to be captain of the Ryder Cup team. So, you know, you got some backup there. I think Tiger needs to sit on the sideline.
What you think, Brian?
I agree. I think he needs to sit on the sideline. Just too many decisions, and if you bring yourself in there personally, you know, how is that skewed as far as decision making?
We know that golf is a mental game, all right? And in knowing that, Tiger puts himself into Tiger world. When he's playing, he's in Tiger world. I don't know, by being a captain and trying to be in Tiger world, if he can do both of those. Not saying that he can't, but I think it being such a mental game that he has to have his mind mentally prepared to go out there and play in match play and focus on each hole instead of, as you know, with stroke, the whole tournament. He's having to deal with one hole at a time, and I believe that might be a little more than he should have to put himself through. That's just my thought.
Now, you know, if he's playing a lot and he's healthy – and things are going his way, and he's on the leaderboard week in and week out that he does play, that's a different story. But, he hasn't been healthy. He's coming back off another surgery. Anyway, that's my thoughts.
Well, and, I mean, there's going to be some good guys. Look, you got Tony Finau, Gary Woodland, Ricky Fowler, Patrick Reed. Those are just some of the guys that could certainly qualify to be in that four pick. So, and those pretty good players. Okay.
Exactly.
So We'll see what happens. All right, we're going to take a time out here in just a second, but before we do, Brian, tell us what's going on out here at Lake Forest.
A lot of changes, course condition wise. You know, trees have been removed on certain holes. Some penalty areas have been reinstated as far as from out of bounds to penalty areas. Just a lot of improvements that are making this course more playable. But don't get me wrong, if you're in the rough, it's not fun.
I was talking to Matt Brandt a little earlier this morning, and he said he came out here and played the other day, and he said, look, whatever you do, don't get in the rough. It is it's penalizing. Mm-hmm. So, Bobby, don't get in the rough today, man.
Okay.
Keep it play.
Right. Of course, we are playing scramble.
We are playing a scramble. We are playing a scramble.
That makes it a little easier.
It will. It'll be a lot of fun. I don't think there's a question about it. You know, we got to thank some great sponsors of the show, like McConnell Automotive. If you're looking to purchase a new vehicle, do yourself a huge favor and save some money. You can go see our good friends at McConnell Automotive or check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. They are the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. And I can tell you, you let them just go over there. They'll prove to you why they are number one. I'm also pleased to introduce to you the famous fried chicken of Champies. They're on Highway 98. And again, for all you golfers, take your scorecard in. We'll take care of your first beer. Just tell them that we sent you. Got to thank Coastal Alabama Community College. They've got the lowest tuition in the state. And today's show is also brought to you in part by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club, Timber Creek Golf Club, and thanks to Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai right off I-10, exit 38 in Daphne. Some other guys that we got to thank is Mitchell Holmes, Glen Lakes Golf Club, Adams Title Pond, and Foley. Adam is a genie. He is in a bottle. He lives in a bottle, but he can turn your gold, silver, he can turn it into hard, cold cash. All right, hey, we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little more golf first. And that's right, then we're going to talk some football. So don't you touch that dial. You've got to tune in to Southern Fairways Golf Show. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I'm Randy Bergen. Danny Spivey, my podgy, is out, still kind of trying to get over the surgery he had a couple weeks ago. Although we do need to say congratulations. He held in there last week, won him a nice little tournament, so congratulations on that. But kind of a little disoriented today, so we'll give him another. And I got to find out. We're going to give him another Sunday off, and I got to find out who his agent. Well, I do know his agent. Well, I think I'm fixing to fire mine because Danny's contract says he only has to work 4 Sundays a year. Okay,
so, that's his contract.
So, but we're glad we are glad that you are here with us. And I'm Randy Bergen, along with Bobby Hall, Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall, and we're with the director of golf here at Lake Forest, where we're broadcasting live from, Brian Barker, and glad to have a good friend of ours in, the one and only Terry Bowen with Signorama. Terry, man, look, you bring in some goodies today. You brought in a nice sign. You brought us in some stickers. Signorama, you're now located. Brand new business in Locksley. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, Signorama is a global franchise that the family purchased about a year ago, and there's roughly 800 locations worldwide. We're located at 2127 North Hickory in Locksley, aka Highway 59, for those not familiar. And so what we do is we specialize in all types of signage and marketing, interior signs, exterior signs. We've done some fantastic projects, including some lighted channel letter signs, backlit signs, and we also manufacture your simple yard signs, banners. We love to do team sports. And we love to be a partner with the GCGA.
Well, we are glad that you are. There is no question about that. And I really want our listeners who are loyal listeners, and we thank and love all of you out there, I really want you to go by and see Terry and his gang there at Signorama in Locksley. Very easy to get to. What's the phone number again?
The phone number, 251-964-1202. Visit our Facebook page at Signorama-Baldwin. As well as www.signorama-baldwin.com.
Okay, say that again. You don't have to do the www.
Signorama-baldwin.com.
Okay, I want folks to go to that. And seriously, support them. They are good people. They do an outstanding job for you. I mean, I haven't seen a whole lot of folks who can do better than what you're doing.
Okay? Thank you. We appreciate
you do,
that
You
very
do a really
much.
Good job, and we're glad you're here with us. And I just want to know you got a lot going on. I know you need to go out and practice because you're playing with Coach Cleveland.
We know I'm playing with Coach.
And you're playing with me and Bobby today.
Yep.
Okay. So, looking forward to it.
Yeah, we got our work cut out for us, so I need to go practice some putts.
Bobby, you see what I'm doing?
Work cut out for him.
You see what I'm doing?
Last month's champion.
Yeah,
he won. Champion.
Yeah. So let's put it like this. Okay, I won in August. He won the last one. That was
September last month.
That was where did we play?
That
Craft Farms. Okay, you won at Craft Farms. So he and I are giving trophies back and forth. So I'm wondering what's going to happen today.
Well, let's hope stays in a group. How about that?
There you go.
How about that?
You see what I'm doing though? I'm freezing him a little bit. I'm trying to keep him in here so he's not out there practicing. No, hey man, look, I appreciate you talking about Signorama, and we encourage folks, do check out Signorama. I don't care where you are, anywhere along the Gulf Coast, these guys can take care of you. Even those up in our other affiliates, if you're in the Montgomery area, they'll help you out. Okay?
We service entire Baldwin County, Pensacola, Mobile, and we can ship to anywhere that you need us to.
Good. Again, it's Signorama in Baldwin County. Go by, check them out, give them a call, but use them no matter what the need is. You give them a call. Terry, thank you, man. Looking forward to playing with you.
Yep. Well, thanks, man.
All right,
see
there you
guys.
Go. There you go. Terry Bowen with Signorama. They do, Bobby. They do a great job. He got us some stickers here today that really,
that's nice.
Pretty good. That's pretty good right there.
Yeah. All right. They'll definitely be on the car this afternoon.
Absolutely. And Jim Haldeman, you got one coming. Okay, you got one coming to add to your collection on your truck there. You know, one of the things that we always say, we talk golf first, and we do. But now it's time to talk a little football. All right, let's talk a little football. Of course, if you look at the SEC, Alabama had no problem yesterday with Ole Miss, 59-31, the final at all kind of records yesterday. When you look at Devontae Smith and Tua, and I mean, You got to give Plumlee, the quarterback for Ole Miss, a little credit. Mm-hmm. The kid ran the ball hard. You know, he runs like a 4.340. Yep. Okay, pretty fast. But he had a lot of weight on his shoulders. It seems like he was doing all the work yesterday.
Hattiesburg boy.
Is that where he's from?
Oak Grove. Sure did. Played quarterback at Oak Grove. Well, I think he had a few tricks up his sleeve from Mr. Brett Favre.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he certainly was impressive. I mean, just a little too much for him.
Well, you know, they scored 31 points. That's the most scored against Bama since when?
Well,
that's a lot of points. So he's doing something right.
If you look at it, at the end of the first quarter, Ole Miss led Alabama 10-7, and Alabama has not been behind. They've not been behind in any game so far. Mm-hmm. So you got to give credits to Ole Miss there. And I believe that Alabama will probably move up to number one in the rankings. Clemson had a tough time with a guy that was at Southern Miss a long time ago when our good friend Barry Gibson mm-hmm. was a wide receiver there for the Golden Eagles, and Ray Guy was there. Mack Brown. Okay, at North Carolina, gave Dabo Swinney and Clemson Tigers a little bit of trouble.
I have to say this. I was a little disappointed in that call yesterday.
That was
– your players play hard. You got the number one team in the country on the ropes, and you go for the two-point conversion, which is low statistically. I think you kick the field goal and go in and take your chances if you can – go in and get the tie, go into overtime, and give your boys a chance to win the way the college does it. You know, both teams are going to have a shot at it. And I just think they should have kicked the field goal in that. I just didn't like that decision. Now, he's a great coach, and hats off to North Carolina. But when your players play that hard, I don't think you should just narrow it down to one play. You give them a chance to tie and say you tied the number one team in the country.
Well, yeah.
That's my thought.
Well, I think there's two philosophies here. There's two philosophies. I mean, there's some guys that are saying, hey, let's go for the win. And he may have asked his players, guys, what do y'all want to do? You want to go for the win,
You
want to go for the extra point and tie it up, and then we go into overtime? Don't know. Okay, we won't know what that conversation is. I will tell you that we will talk with Coach Gibson a little bit later, and I guarantee you, he will talk to Mack Brown and we'll find out. So we'll pass that on to you, but.
Anyway,
it was close.
That was just my – you're right. If he talked to the players and they said go for it, well, that's another story.
Well, let's turn and go to the Arkansas-Texas A&M game. Arkansas had an opportunity to beat Texas A&M, all right? Fourth down, I think fourth and four, whatever it was, they go for it inside the 20. Don't make the conversion, so Texas A&M able to go on and win that 31-27. Of course, Florida had no problem yesterday with Towson, 38-0, the final of that. And how about that game last night? The Auburn Tigers just romping on Mississippi State, 56-23, the final. 21 points put on the board for Auburn in that first quarter. Pretty impressive for the freshman, Bo Nix. He's turning into quite the player. Now, he's going to have a little bit tougher road coming ahead. Okay, because that schedule is going to get a little tough for Auburn as we move forward here. This week they'll have Florida. I think that's going to be, again, you got two teams right there, undefeated. All right, I think that could be an interesting game because they will be at the Swamp in Gainesville. Then the following week, they'll have a week off. Then they'll take on Arkansas. And then they got the big boys. They got the Tigers of LSU. And that's gonna be a toughie for them. I don't know, Brian. Your thoughts?
I was watching this, looking at the schedule the other day, and just 2, 3, and 4, ranked teams coming down the stretch. That's gonna be tough.
Yeah. I mean, they'll get a little bit of a break with Ole Miss on November 2nd, and then look. I mean, they've got Georgia. Okay, Georgia is playing. I don't think there's a question right now. And if you're a Florida fan, don't get mad at me, but I don't think there's a question as to whether. Who's the better of the two teams right now as it stands? Georgia is certainly a more superior team than, in my opinion, Florida. Now, this new quarterback, Trask, for Florida, I like him. Of course, Franks went out last week, and he's out for the season. Kid steps in here, and he had a good ball game yesterday. Is he ready for the big SEC push, though? I don't know. It's going to be kind of interesting.
That's all you have to say.
Well,
it's
going to
be tough.
As you know, the defensive players are a lot faster. They're bigger. They're quicker. I mean, it will be tough. Florida's got Auburn, and then they go the next week. They got to go to Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers. Okay,
And I'm going to tell you, we're going to be rid of all my head and pop. We're going to be rid of them gators.
But anyway, it's going to be – listen, I love the SEC. It's just the sad thing is we wind up munching on ourselves, okay? Yeah. We beat each other. And I think sometimes that hurts us in the long run.
That just makes the conference that much stronger, and to be in it and to brag about the South and football, you know, SEC's king. Sorry, but they are.
We have to give South Carolina a little applause. Muschamp has been in the hot seat, but he gets the win over Kentucky 24-7, and I have to tell you, I really thought Kentucky would win that game. Kentucky, I thought, had been playing a little bit better. But and give Vanderbilt applause. They stepped out of SEC conference play and took on Illinois. They get the win, 24-18, the final in that. So there you go. Now we'll get set again for this week. All right. Talk about the Golden Eagles for just a moment. You were there yesterday.
Yes, went to ended up going to the Alabama game last week to see Southern Miss lose. But you know, I'm going to support my Golden Eagles, and I thought we had some good plays against Alabama, and of course they're far more superior. But then yesterday against UTEP, that was like UTEP's not playing good. They didn't have a very good defense, but you know, you need that game to kind of get your motivation back and to work on some of the things that they need to do. And I thought they played very well last night. They had some exciting runs. Fourth quarter was kind of boring. There was no scoring in the fourth quarter. But Southern Miss, we had a good crowd last night. Just saw Joe Sullivan walk in, checking in for today's event. He was there last night.
Oh, was he?
Okay. One thing that we had yesterday that was new to Southern Miss, Randy, is we had adult beverages in the stands.
Really?
Yes, they were selling cold beer.
Wow.
At the game. So you could get a cold beer and enjoy the day, and that was kind of fun.
Wow.
A lot of people were doing selfies yesterday and thought they'd never see that happen, but it was quite refreshing in the heat yesterday.
Well, I was going to say, look, I know watching the Alabama game, they did a temperature gauge on it. It was 108 on the field, okay? So if you're in the stands, and I've been in the stands at Bryant-Denny.
I was there last week.
When there's no breeze and you're in the sun.
Yes.
You need something to drink.
That's exactly the way it was.
You need something to drink. Brian, who do you pull for?
Alabama.
Okay. Oh, we're not supposed to talk about that? Perfect timing, Charlie. Perfect timing. All right. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk a little more golf. Don't you touch that dial. It is Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Well, we tell you, and I think we told you up front, Bobby, didn't we say, buckle up, it goes by fast?
It goes by fast.
Well, it has gone by extremely fast. This is the final segment of the hour, so glad you're on board with us as we've been broadcasting live from Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in beautiful Daphne, Alabama. Getting set for the GCGA Tour event. It is the two-man scramble where yours truly, along with Sweet Swinging, Bobby Hall, defending champions. And I got to tell you, we had a big field last year that had to battle, and I got to give all the credit to you. You got us tee to green. You had us there, brother.
I hope it's there today. I hope that good memory and good vibes come back again today. Played yesterday at Timberton up in Hattiesburg and had a little bit of a rough day. Putter's not too hot.
That's where I come in.
That's where you come in. Okay.
Well, that's where we'll be in
good shape then.
Because
the putter has left me.
Okay, well, that's all right. I'm looking to get mine for sure. But let me get you caught up real quick on the professional tours. If you look at the Latino American Tour, it is the 66 JHSF Alberto do Brasil 2019. And we've got two at the top. Shad Tootin. How about that name?
Shad
Tootin. He is tooting his way to the top. He, along with Patrick Newcomb. Now, Tootin is from Augusta. Newcomb is from Kentucky. Those guys right now have a two-shot lead. They're tied at first place at 19 under. And of course, Jack Warfield, one of your very good friends, been known for a long time. We've had him on the show many, many times, and we're going to get him back on. He's just such a good guy. He's a great Jack. Interview, and he's the president of the Latino America Tour. And he's living the life of Riley down there in South America and Central America.
Yeah, he travels quite a bit. He's out down in Brazil and Argentina and many of the other countries. And he's always – what gets me is he puts on Facebook some of the nice meals that he goes and eats, and the food just looks fabulous. And I don't know why he doesn't weigh 500 pounds because he's always having a nice meal somewhere. Jack's a great guy. He's from Indiana, came down to play on the golf team at Southern Miss. And I've been real fortunate – you know, I'm back in Hattiesburg now, but a lot of golf history has come through Mississippi and especially through Hattiesburg. James Ray Carpenter recently passed away, was past president of the PGA.
Right.
Ken Lindsay from Jackson, Mississippi. Jack Warfield, you know, he went on to become a rules official and then tournament director. And of course, Mike Milthorpe, who's ran the Bob Hope Desert Classic and now does the celebrity event out in Lake Tahoe, and then the one we're going to down at Diamond Resorts coming up in Orlando. And so a lot of great golf and history has come through Hattiesburg. I've been very fortunate to meet a lot of nice guys that have gone on to have a heck of careers in the golf industry.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Mike Milthorpe, he's a unique fellow. He is a great guy. He does an awesome job with the Lake Tahoe and down in Orlando. Speaking of which, I was over playing in a super pro tournament with our good friend David Musial and his superintendent William Dabney and Jeff Cornelson a couple of Mondays ago. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks ago, over at Pensacola Country Club, and ran into Joe Durant. And Joe and I got to talking about the Diamond Resort Invitational. He was like, man, I wish we could get back into that. It was so much fun. And he said that he was talking to John Smoltz, had been talking to him earlier, and Smoltz had said they got 2 years left on the contract with the LPGA, and it could potentially be like it was when they first started it. So that could be pretty cool. And Joe's going to be on the show with us coming up in the next week or two. So
good.
Excited about that. But there you go. Now let's take a real quick look at the Indy Women in Tech Championship, driven by Group 1001 in 2019. Right now, the young lady from South Korea, MJ Herr, has a two-stroke check that, a three-stroke lead. She is at 18 under. Maria Torres. Now, Maria Torres is from Puerto Rico. How many golfers do you hear from Puerto Rico? Okay, not a whole lot. But right now, she's three strokes back at 15 under. And Marina Alex, the American, sits four strokes back at 14 under. We talked a little bit about the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship 2019. The Frenchman, Victor Perez, he won by a stroke, 22 under, is... And I think that he's 22. Through. I thought they were finished with that.
That's a lot of birdies.
They are. They have concluded. 22 under the final for him.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
That's pretty big. All right, let's go over to Napa, California, where the PGA is for the Safeway Open 2020. Freddie Couples playing in that.
Yeah.
All right, Freddie played in that. Cameron Champ has got a three-stroke lead right now. They'll tee off a little bit later on today. He's at 14 under. Sebastian Munoz, who won last week, along with Nick Taylor and Adam Hadwin, those guys three strokes back at 11 under. If we go down the list here, Justin Thomas at 10 under, along with Colin Morikawa and Chez Reavy. Chez Reavy's been playing some pretty good golf. He, too, is at 10 under, along with Nick Watney. Bud Colley, the former Alabama standout, he is at 9 under with a host of other guys. Another Alabama guy, Michael Thompson, there at 9 under as well. If we go on down, some guys that we recognize, Bryson DeChambeau at 8 under. Of course, I want to talk a little bit about Bridgestone Golf. Bridgestone Golf is the official golf ball golf glove of Southern Fairways Golf Show. As a matter of fact, Bobby, they knew that you were coming in. They sent me some balls to give to you, so you'll be hitting the Bridgestone. The Bridgestone, yeah, exactly. That's because you're the official rules official of the GCGA Tour.
Well, and, I appreciate that. Thank you.
But no, it is really a neat golf ball. I know you've been hitting it.
Yes, I've been playing it the last few months since you turned me on to those, and they are spectacular. Got them in my bag, and thank you for the balls today. And I'll be using the Bridgestone product for sure. It's a great, great golf ball.
You know, we talk about Bridgestone in a very positive way, and you should, because whenever you look at who they've got, Lexi Thompson, winner. Bryson DeChambeau, winner. Freddie Couples, winner. Matt Kuchar, winner. And Tiger Woods, winner. They're all winners, okay? What do they have in common? They hit the Bridgestone golf ball. Maybe if you want to be a winner, you too should try the Bridgestone golf ball. How'd you like that?
There you go.
But no, it's you should try. It's really, really fun. Now, Brian, before we get out of here, we only got about 2 or 3 minutes left here. I want you to tell everybody again what's going on here at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club. Y'all got a lot of things. For folks that have not played out here recently, and what the guys are going to experience today is you've knocked down some trees that were in the past. Trees are in pretty critical areas, okay, depending on how you play. It's now opened up a little bit, and I remember, Bobby, our good friend Todd Richborg's brother came in when you were at Quail Creek, and he came from Orlando, and he said, Bobby, you know you got a tree right in the middle of the fairway, right? But yes. You've knocked down some of those here in Lake Forest.
Well, whether willingly or unwillingly, they have come down over the last few years, but especially on number 10 is the biggest project going on here right now. The entire right side where it dips down in the fairway through the landing area, those are all coming out. Plans are to put a little ribbon bunker up top so it keeps it from chasing through the fairways. But in order to have a clean shot at the green from there, you need to take everything all out of the right side, so those are all coming down. The big oak on the left side of 5, which is kind of detrimental. You'll see some big X's on it today, and it's coming down.
One of the things, too, that you've done is more specifically on, like, 10, 16, if you went to the right, those were normally out of bounds, but you've made those
penalty
areas.
Yeah, we haven't adopted the new local rule for two strokes if you go out of bounds. But, I mean, so just in the interest of speed of play, you know, we made a penalty area. Go up there, take your drop, one stroke. I think it's just more playable.
That's a good move. I just think that from being a director of golf and running several different facilities, I was at Azalea City many years ago working for Joe Barbato, and the left side of number 11 at Azalea City was always out of bounds, and it was tree lined, and it was hard to keep the out of bounds markers visible to see from stake to stake. So I just recommended to Mr. Barbato that we go with make it lateral hazard, which now is called penalty area, and it speeds up play. And it is, you just go down there, you hit it, and you drop it out from there. It's one shot penalty, and let's go on. And deep down in on the left side of 11 at Azalea is a water hazard, or penalty area. So, and that's just smart play. And
sure.
I think it's easier for everybody. Speeds up play. It's one shot instead of two. Sometimes you just have to have out of bounds. But if you can get away with it, I'd go penalty area all the way around.
And with the new rules, I mean, as far as penalty areas and being able to ground your club and so forth and so on, I heard at one of our section meetings way back when, mark it red when in doubt.
Yeah, mark it red. By the way, the 2019 Men's Open Club Championship here at Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club is November the 2nd and the 3rd. If you'd like more information, they can come on out here, call
251-266-9324.
There you go. I got to say congratulations to Lori Strike. She won the Glen Lakes Lady Club Championship this week in Mathen DeRoy, and Hunter Hutto leading the junior league in the point standings. They had 27 kids that played out there at Glen Lakes on Saturday. Hey, thanks to all of our sponsors. We got some great ones. Guys, I'd love to tell you all about them. You got to be listening next week because we are out of time. All right, for the whole staff, for Danny Spivey, Bobby Hall, for my good friend Brian Barker, and Charlie Moss and Philip Bush, I'm Randy Bergen. Have a great day. And remember, if you get to go out and play, use your golf etiquette. Till next week. Bye-bye, everybody.